We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3. Inside handoff. He's got a big hole. It is a foot race, and I don't think they're going to get him. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Colorado.
Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Buffs Prime Time, presented by Coors Light, the official beer of chill. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, it's great to have you along once again here on a Thursday with the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. We're out here every Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. Good crowd in attendance today as we get set for the Buffs heading on the road for the second week in a row at Pullman, Washington. This weekend, it's a 5 o'clock kickoff between the Buffs and the Cougars. Coach Barnett, Soupy, Jeff Campbell, and I will hit the air at 3 o'clock with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show as the Buffs will take on the Cougars this weekend, coming off the loss to Oregon last week up in Eugene, 45-3. By the way, we're going to have birthday boy with us today, by the way.
Really?
Al Papuno is
here. Yeah, it is his birthday today.
It's his birthday. The tight ends coach for the Buffalo is going to be. So when he comes in, he's not here yet, is he? When he walks in, make sure you give him a big round of applause. He's turning 50 years old today.
Is Al Papuno. Big 5-0, man.
Big 5-0. So we've got the tight ends coach, the birthday boy, and Bo Bicherot is going to be here as well. Tight end for the Colorado Buffaloes as we welcome in the head coach of the Buffs, Mel Tucker. All right, let's get down to brass tacks about the Oregon last week. Give us your thoughts on that one.
Yeah, that was a tough one last week. You know, it was a tough one. I tell you what, it was a tale of self-inflicted wounds. You know, penalties, lack of red zone production. You know, turnovers. We didn't take the ball away on defense. We ran the ball a little bit. You know, I think we had 168 yards rushing, and we did a couple decent things on defense on third down and eliminated some of the explosive plays. But it just overall just was not nearly good enough. And on the road against a great football team like that, you're going to struggle now. You do those things.
You know, one of the things that people love about you, coach, is the accountability, right? It's kind of like, hey, this is what the facts are. We're going to deal with it and kind of move on. I love you came on with us afterward, and your message was something along the lines of, I told the guys, this is part of growing. It's painful. We don't like it. But the answers have to come within this room right here. Kind of expand upon that.
Yeah, it's just about, you know, being truthful about, you know, the situation. And, you know, looking in the mirror and saying, hey, listen, I just didn't get it done. It's not good enough. And then you have to look and say, okay, what do I have to do to change it? You know, because it's really about the behavior. I mean, what you do, and that matters, you know, as an individual and as a team. And in order to get what you want, you have to do things a certain way. You can't jump off sides. You can't, you know, you can't get stupid penalties. You can't get personal fouls. You can't turn the ball over. You know, you got to punch it in the red zone when you get those opportunities. And you got to make some plays on special teams. And so if you don't do those things, you're going to be disappointed.
We were just talking here a moment ago. You know, I think back to a pivotal moment in that ball game. 2:15 or so left in the second quarter. Buffaloes have got a nice drive moving. You're moving the ball down the field. You're first and goal from inside the two. And you're thinking, okay, you get yourself a touchdown, 17-10. You go to the locker room, you're feeling okay about things.
Yeah.
Moments later, it's 24-3, though.
I know. We're driving now. We're running the ball. Those guys are getting tired. We're down on the 1-yard line. We're about to punch it in. And
yeah.
We get a late snap. I mean, we're about to run the ball right, and we're about to walk in, get a late snap, blows the play up. Next thing you know, we end up ending the drive on a turnover. And I think the first 30 plays or so of the game, offensively, we didn't have any penalties. We didn't have any turnovers. And then the next 12 plays, you know, I don't know how many penalties, 3 or 4 penalties and 3 or 4 turnovers. And next thing you know, we're out of the game. So that's how quickly it can turn against a good football team.
And it is a learning experience, I know, for a young team. But you know, you think about, we talked here last week, Oregon had arguably the best offensive line in the country. We got 4 like fifth-year seniors up there. So you got the 22-year-olds playing against your 18-year-olds. That's a learning experience for young fellas. Well,
yeah, sometimes you got to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. But we have our guys are bouncing back. I mean, we took a hard look at ourselves and we changed some things up this week and in terms of tightening the screws in every area possible that we could. And you know, we wanted to tighten the screws, and we don't want to break them, but
right.
we tighten them as tight as we can get them. And guys are focused and ready to go, and our young guys are getting better. And we're going to take the show on the road. I hear we got 30,000 fans traveling up to Sonny Pullman this weekend for
well, first,
not so much. Huh?
I'm not sure about the number, but I know it's not Sonny. that I can guarantee you. You talk about tightening screws on guys. I played for a coach many, many years ago. I always said there's 6 inches between a pat in the back and a kick in the tail, right?
Yeah, maybe 3 inches.
Maybe 3. Do you, as you're approaching your team, and you want to address this properly, but, you know, being a coach is part being, you know, Phil Jackson and part being Dr. Phil, right? I mean, you got to think about the mentality, how you're dealing with guys. Do you adjust yourself after a game, young team? Am I going to come in and kick their tail? Am I going to pat them on the back?
Well, I don't adjust too much because the players have to know what they're going to get from me on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, that's a constant deal for me with the players in terms of how I deal with them.
But in terms of your intensity, how you might?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fairly intense. It just doesn't always show. But if you ask my guys, they'll tell you that, you know, we get after pretty good behind the curtain, you know. And sometimes, you know, in order to get change or get things what you want, is you got to apply pain and pressure. And that's what we have to do this week.
How about kind of dealing with different players different ways? How do
you
do that?
We treat them all fairly, just can't treat them all the same.
Okay.
And so, you know, I don't deal with, you know, Steve Amonte the same way I deal with Jerry Mangum.
Yeah.
You know, you got a freshman running back and a senior quarterback that's play a lot of ball. Sometimes,
sure.
You know, you want to get the same message across, but you got to do it in a different way sometimes. And so it starts with trust and communication, authentic relationships. You got to be able to talk to guys, you know, straight up and tell them the real deal and what you see and what you think they need to do to fix it. And then challenge them and put pressure on them to fix it.
Yeah.
And in my career, that seems that that's worked for me in the past.
Okay, how about Steven this week? So here you got a fifth-year senior quarterback, seen a lot of football. Once he got 35 starts now in his career or thereabouts, but had a 4-pick game last week.
That's right.
How do you approach that?
Yeah, well, I mean, each pick, you got to look at it and say, okay, what do we do right? What do we do wrong? You know, what happened? And if it was something that he didn't do properly, then we got to fix it and then make sure he understands what the mistake was and don't do that again. If it was someone else, then we got to fix that player, make sure it doesn't happen again. But, you know, Steven's got a lot of pride, and he understands the magnitude of the situation. You know, we're going to go as he goes. And so, you know, and it hasn't been a pattern for him. So, I'm not concerned. I feel like he's a really good player. He's going to help us get back on track.
Yeah, you were asked this week if you were concerned about that. You kind of chuckled at it because of the kind of guy Steven is.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, I mean, anytime you throw four interceptions, I mean,
it's a bad deal.
It's a bad deal. Yeah. So it's, I mean, we go to Athens, Georgia. I mean, there's, you know, everybody's trying to get things fixed, right? You know,
That's right.
Everybody's got problems. Everybody's got issues. But, you know, Steven's a competitor. You know, like I say, he's got a lot of pride. I have a lot of confidence in him. He's our leader, and we're gonna ride him out.
The Buffaloes did run, as you mentioned, for 168 yards. You were 9 of 18 on third down. Those are positive numbers. Did you build on that?
Oh, yeah. We're going to build on it. We talked about that after the game. You know, I said, you know, we were efficient running the football, and we're going to continue to pound it and get our backs going and push the pile, and that's what we have to be able to do. And this is going to be a great week to do it.
Buffaloes on the road this week. They're at Washington State on Saturday night. They come back home for the USC game on Friday next week, so a short turnaround for next week. But this week, it's a 5 o'clock kickoff between the Buffs and the Cougars in Pullman. We're here at the Post Brewing Company. It's Buffs primetime still to come. We've got Al Papunu, the tight ends coach, Bo Bisharat. We'll go ahead and take a quick timeout. More with the head coach, Mel Tucker, after this. This is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
Howdy, Buff fans. There's a lot of reasons during the day that one might want to drink a margarita. Like buying a new house, margarita. Having a new baby, margarita. Kids leave for college recently, definitely a margarita. You getting married? Margarita. Getting divorced? Couple of margaritas. Serving daily delicious margaritas on our version of Colorado Mexican cuisine at Centro Mexican Kitchen, downtown Boulder at 950 Pearl Street.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Visit Windish RV in Lakewood, Longmont, and Colorado Springs, or online at WindishRV.com for great deals on the nation's best RV brands like Airstream, Grand Design, Keystone, and more. CU fans, show your 2019 football ticket stub and receive $500 off any RV purchase all season long at any Windish RV location. Start your adventure at Windish RV, Colorado's number one towable dealership and the official partner of the Colorado Buffaloes. Online at WindishRV.com.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an ah. It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, official corporate sponsor of the Colorado Buffaloes. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Hey, Buff fans, this is Colorado football coach Mel Tucker, and I'm excited to announce our partnership with Siltahar Motors. Siltahar has been locally owned for almost 60 years, and they are proud supporters of CU. If you're interested in amazing plug-in hybrid vehicles, visit sthmotors.com or call 303-469-1801, and they can bring a Lincoln Aviator or a Volvo XC60 to test drive at your home or work. The Siltahar team in Broomfield will make the buying process simple and stress-free. Go Buffs!
As head team physician for the CU Buffs, I take care of injuries that occur to the athletes on the field. Having been injured myself when I played linebacker at CU, I know what you go through when you sustain an injury in sports or other activities. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric McCarty, part of the team of doctors at CU Sports Medicine. We have offices in Denver and Boulder available for your sports medicine needs. If you get hurt, call this team of specialists at Collegiate Athletes Trust.
Call today at 303-315-9900 or visit us at cusportsmed.org.
Joining Elevations Credit Union means one thing. You care about your community enough to keep your money in it, working hard to make the place you call home a better place. It also means you are a stakeholder in your own prosperity. Wait, that's two things. Joining Elevations means two things. Two amazingly great, wonderful things that probably lead to more really good things. But who's counting? Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
University of Colorado football is brought to us by Safeway, proud supporter of the Buffaloes, part of Safeway's commitment to support local businesses, local growers, and local schools, because at Safeway, what matters to you matters to us, back here at the Post Brewing Company. Yeah, go ahead. Give us a round of applause. It's Buffs Prime Time with head coach Mel Tucker. One more segment with Mel, and then Al Papuno is here. We got Bo Bicharat for our players segment, so they're still to come. Buffaloes on the road this week at Washington State on Saturday night, 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock pregame on the Colorado Football Network. Hey, before we start talking more football here, I want to do something. We haven't done this on this show yet. Have you guys heard that Mel's got a podcast? Have you guys seen this thing yet? Every week it comes out? Well, apparently this isn't our audience right here, huh? Because, but you guys need to start checking this thing out. We've been talking with Buff greats every week. You can go to CUBuffs.com and get it there. And go to Spotify and Google Play and all these different places to get it. It's a weekly podcast we've been doing. And we've had Steve Cordell Stewart's been on it. Bobby Anderson's been on it. Yeah, who else we have?
I think Al Jeremy, Williams, Jeremy Bloom.
Yeah, Jeremy Bloom.
Matt Russell's
been on it. So we've had some great Buffs on there, and it's great football conversation. Mel gets to talk to guys that you know were great players here, and he's learning about the program. But yesterday we had Philip Bailey on. Did you guys know that the iconic member of Earth, Wind & Fire is a Denver guy, and he actually played for the Buffs marching band back in the early 70s?
Man, that was quite an experience. I mean, just the lead up to it, man, I get my iPod out, man. I start playing that Earth, Wind & Fire. It takes me back all the way back to it. Yeah. When I had an afro back in the day, man. Yeah. And just
back when you had hair.
Yeah, yeah, back when I had hair. Yeah. But that was a great conversation we had with Philip.
It was really kind of a sad setting, to be honest with you. Here are the two guys just sitting in his conference room, both jamming to Earth, Wind & Fire before we actually went on with Phil. So it was kind of a bad. But you guys got to check it out. It's Mel Tucker's Inside Zone, CUBuffs.com. Go right there on the right-hand side. You'll find the podcast has been getting some great traction, some fun conversations. I can't wait till the offseason, because then we're going to do a lot of non-football stuff, right?
Oh yeah, we're going to go crazy in the offseason. Yeah. We're going to get after it.
Did you guys know Mel's a foodie? I don't know if you guys know that. He's a food fanatic. And so by my senses, there'll probably be some of that down the road.
Yeah, we'll hit the restaurants, man. We're gonna get it going. I gotta watch my waistline a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the problem with being a foodie, isn't it? Yeah,
that's a big problem.
Yeah. All right, this weekend on the road against Washington State, this becomes a unique thing. I think it's safe to say you think of Mike Leach. And I suppose in the last, he had Hal Mumme and that group that kind of came through there. Was that Valdosta State years ago there, man?
That's right.
Those guys really altered college football with what they created offensively, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, the air raid offense is a wide open, you know, spread them out, throw the ball, you know, 60, 70 times a game, you know, run it every now and then. It's those, you know, Mark Leach is a pure air raid guy. It's not a version of the air raid. It's the pure air raid. And he always, you know, everywhere he's been, he always finds a quarterback. He's got the receivers that can execute his offense. They always find a way to move the ball and score points.
You know, last year they had Gardner Minshew, who's now having a nice few weeks stretch here in the National Football League. How is it he's able to find a guy? Is it more about the quarterback he brings in, or is it the fact that he knows what his offense is, so he finds a quarterback that then fits that system perfectly? What do you think?
Yeah, I believe that he knows the offense so well, and he's run it for so many years, the same thing over and over and over again, that he knows what type of quarterback that he needs. And so what might be the quarterback that may be good for someone else may not be good for him, and so he knows He sees a guy, says, oh, that's the guy I need. He goes and gets him.
Yeah. What's difficult about the air raid? What makes it effective, and why is it tough to defend?
Yeah, because they have you so spread out across the field. You know, it's a lot of one-on-one matchups, and it puts a lot of pressure on, you know, everyone in coverage. And it kind of takes your pass rush away, because by the time those D linemen are out of their stance, the ball is gone. You know,
right.
So you got linebackers out there trying to cover, and you got to put, you know, five or six DBs out there, and you got to try to mix and match the coverages, try to disguise them, but they got you spread out so much that it's kind of hard to disguise. So it's quite a challenge.
Is this the kind of concept where, you know, that short passing game is almost an extension of the run game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. For them, you know, a 4 or 5 yard pass completion is just like a run to them. And the really short, quick throws, they want to catch it and run with it. You know, yards after the catch is huge for them. And then every now and then, they'll sneak a run in there on you.
Sure.
You know, and it's quite a challenge. I've gone against Mike Leach before, gone against Hal Mumme before when he was at Kentucky. And, you know, Oklahoma runs a version of it. I've coached against those when Baker Mayfield was there, and they were running a version of it, and TCU in 2016, they were running a version of it. You know, Middle Tennessee State a couple years ago, I played against. There's quite a few teams running it, and so we have some experience defending it.
Think about here: you got a young defense that you're trying to help grow up quickly. And in a matter of a few weeks, you've got Air Force on one end, and now you got this creature on the other. I mean, you're going to talk about doing mental gymnastics for those kids.
Yeah, and college football, I mean, that's how it is. You get to see a different offense every week. I love our young players. I mean, they're eager, they're willing, and they want to be good players, and they do everything we ask them to do. But it's an all-day sucker now trying to get these boys ready now. So, but I'm looking forward to seeing these guys play.
Did you just say it's an all-day sucker?
It's an all-day sucker, man. You know, it's an all-day sucker.
That's pretty good. You know, look at a guy like K.J. Trujillo. This season he comes in, he's a young guy, he's got some promise to him, but you don't expect him to have to play some heavy snaps out there, because you got Mekhi Blackmon, you got Chris Miller, and next thing you know, an injury here, an injury there. Welcome, young man. Jump into the deep end of the pool, isn't it?
Yeah, hop on in there, man. Go out there, let him run around a little bit. But,
yeah.
You know, we structured our program from the very beginning to develop our young players. And so, as you know, a couple of days a week, you know, post-practice, you know, we have a segment for all of our young players. And we do individual work with them in 7-on-7, a couple of team drills. And just trying to get them some live work and develop them. And they got better, and they get better and better every week, and KJ Trujillo was one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, early was out there getting reps. We're trying to get him lined up, trying to get him in a stance, and trying to make sure his helmet was on right and his shoulder pads were on right. And next you know, the kids running around out there making plays for us.
How's Mark Perry coming along? He's a young guy with a lot of talent.
Yep, he's another one. We call him Ghostbusters, man. He was in that Ghostbuster crew at the end of practice early in the season, but he's playing the star position and our nickel position for us, and he's doing a nice job, man. You know, when you recruit these guys, they all say they want to play early, right?
And
I told them, I said, you're going to play. You know, I'm not afraid to put you out there. And so when you come to them, you know, on a Monday and say, hey, you're in, you know, get ready to play, they kind of look at you like, really? No, like, yeah, really.
Right.
Like, you're in, you're going to be playing. And so he's done a great job. He's only going to get better.
I think a lot of these guys, too, where they come from, you go and recruit a kid, and they're the big man on campus, and, you know, everyone's showing them love during the recruiting process, and then they get here, and they realize, I'm playing against a bunch of 21, 22-year-old guys. This is a different level. It becomes more business-like. There's a lot more commitment to it. And it is a huge transition, even though physically they may have the tools, but, boy, they all of a sudden got to learn a lot between the years about growing up.
Yeah, when they get here, man, all those stars and the 24-7 stars,
it
all goes out the window really quick.
Yeah.
It becomes almost a de-recruiting process with these guys. You know, just the reality's got to sit there, look, man, you know, because they come on campus, and then you show them around, and you take them out to dinner, and you do those things. You go to a basketball game, and they kind of have a little fun, and they get here, and they're like, where's all that? There's none of that right now.
Now it's time to work.
It's time to work. Yeah. You got to go to work. And so that's what we do with these guys, and that's why you got to recruit character. You know, right. You got to recruit guys that are competitors, guys that love football, and those two guys we talked about, they're those type of guys.
When you're dealing with those kind of situations, that can be tough mentally and emotionally on a kid, can it?
Yep.
Did you try to evaluate that when you're looking at a kid? Is he going to be tough enough to all of a sudden go done that? I'm at the bottom of the totem pole now. Yep. I got to work my way back up.
Yeah, you have to do your homework. Yep. You have to ask the tough questions. You have to ask the high school coaches. You have to ask the counselors. You go to a game. You see the police officer standing on the fence. You got to ask him. I mean, you're trying to find as much as you can about these guys. You know, how do they handle adversity? How do they respond to injuries? You know, how coachable are they? You know, what do they do when no one's watching? You know, all those type of things. And so, because you know, it's one thing to just collect players. It's another thing to put together a football team. And so we're here to put together a football team.
All right. Now the Cougars defense, they've had their issues this season. Boy, if you had a chance to watch that UCLA-Washington State game, that was like a video game here a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
When you look at their defense, what do you see there?
Yeah, they have a new defensive coordinator, and they've made some changes scheme-wise. They're being more aggressive now. They're blitzing a little bit more. And they've had quite a few position changes, personnel changes. You know, they've moved some guys down and put some guys up. And so they're playing really hard right now. They got a couple good guys up front. And they're trying to be aggressive in the back end. But, you know, they've given up some plays. You know, we're just going to have to execute and take what they give us.
Yeah, that change at defensive coordinator was just, 2 weeks ago?
That's right.
I think. And so does that kind of throw a fly in the ointment? Are you guys trying to get ready in terms of with the new guy out there?
No, I mean, the structure of the scheme is fundamentally the same. It's just that, you know, just trying to be a little bit more aggressive, I think. Yeah. Coach Leach, you know, he wants a defensive coordinator that's going to be aggressive, and he wants to get the ball back, you know, so he can go score some points. And so we know that. We've seen the changes that they've made in the last couple of weeks, and so we'll be ready.
In some of the games they've had been high-scoring affairs, one where a team actually really took them to the woodshed was Utah.
Yeah.
And what Utah did was went out and run the football and control that game and not allow the air raid to get out. That's kind of a key against them, isn't it?
Yeah, Utah got after them pretty good. You know, Utah's a big, strong, physical football team, and they were able to get up on these guys. They played some tight coverage, you know, and then they mixed the coverages, and then they control the ball on offense as well. And that's one way that you can stop the air raids, not even let them be on the field.
Sure.
You know.
Hey, we're talking tight ends today. Got Coach Papunu over here. What are you going to do for his birthday today?
Huh? I'll tell you, guys, I got you the same thing I got you last year. So.
and being that you weren't working together last year, I'm assuming it's nothing, right?
No, Al's my guy, man. You know, he's the movie star, the other staff, man, you know, he's got the mohawk going, man.
Sure,
you know, he's been there, done that. I think they were showing his highlights on Twitter today, man.
Okay.
You know, he's a guy played in the NFL like 9-10 years.
Yes.
Man. He's a legend, you know. And then he got Bo Bichrod over there.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing tight end for us and doing a great job. We got him at 3 points. And when we moved into tight end, I told him he wouldn't have to block power or anything like that. But I think all that body got out the window.
He's laughing over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al. A lot of Broncos fans, obviously. Romeo came in one time and just torched the Broncos a number of years ago.
Yeah, I was the man, man. I mean, yeah. Like, he's a we got a star-studded staff, man.
Yeah.
He leads the charge.
50 years old. Where the birthday boy is going to join us here next. We'll bring up Al Papunu. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Mel Tucker, the head coach for the Colorado Buffaloes as they take on Washington State on Saturday night at 5 o'clock at Pullman. We're here at the Post Brewing Company. Always a great spot to swing on by. Join us on Thursdays from 12:30 to 1:30. We go live the tape. And the show airs Thursday nights at 7 o'clock on the network. Quick timeout. Al Papunu is joining us next. This is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Back once again on Post Prime Time here at the Post Brewing Company. Forgot where I was at there for a second. Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. Come on out and see us every week. Great food. Have some of their fried chicken here. It's outstanding. And they got some great brews as well that I know folks have sampled. So come on by and see the folks at the Post Brewing. Not just for the show, but anytime, for goodness sakes. Buffalo's on the road this week against Washington State on Saturday night at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock Mountain Time. 3 o'clock pregame with Coach Barnett and Subi Campbell. And yours truly. Looking forward to this one this weekend up in Pullman. Al Papuno, the birthday boy. How did you get called out here on your birthday now? That's not even right.
I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. I was hoping that I'd get called later in the season.
Yeah, you should be able to, I don't know, file a grievance or something for having to come out and do this week. Well, you got big plans tonight?
Nope.
Yeah.
No plans.
All right. Nothing at all?
The only thing I'm getting ready is the tight ends test.
Okay. Always got to work.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Are you one of those guys that when I turned 52 years ago, it didn't seem that big a deal? Or are you shaken by the fact?
Well, I feel like I'm 90 right now.
Did you really? That's from playing 9 years in the NFL, though. Yeah.
Probably that, too.
Yeah. How'd you come through your career? Did you come through healthy?
Or
did
you I had a back surgery the year after we had our Super Bowl. Okay. And then I broke my fibula and had that surgery twice.
Right.
On it. You know, the first time I was just trying to show off to my in-laws saying I'm fine after surgery like 2 weeks later, so I was trying to run on it. I felt a sharp pain.
Oh, no.
Didn't realize what it was. And then when they went in there to take the screw off, the guy goes, well, let's just take an x-ray and see what it's like.
Yeah.
And actually broke the screw that wasn't supposed to break.
Oh, goodness
so
gracious.
I had two surgeries on it.
Yeah. But there are plenty of guys. I'm sure you know plenty of guys that come through an NFL career on the other end and have a lot of physical problems. And you obviously came through it pretty well.
Not too bad. Two fake knees, so I'm good.
All right. You're good for 20 years, so we've got to replace them again. Hey, let's talk some tight ends. How do you feel about the way your group's been playing so far this year?
They're doing good. You know, just a couple mistakes that we got to eliminate every game, you know, those penalties. And, you know, that's probably one of the main things. And then we got to keep our cool, obviously, last week against Oregon.
Right.
You know, we just got to be coachable and just be patient and not freak out at some situations. You know, that's just a tough thing.
Yeah. When guys lose control of the field, coaches over the years have always said those become selfish penalties, right? That's what you're trying to teach those guys.
Yep. And we talked about that before going out there, but, you know, obviously it didn't work out that way. And obviously it turned out afterwards we had a good little talk about it.
You don't have to be a great player to be a great coach. What do you think your playing career has added to you as a coach, though?
You know what? Just being disciplined and playing hard and just being physical, that's what I really look for in players. Are they tough? Are they, you know, mentally tough as well? And are they physical? Are they willing to sacrifice their body for the game of football? Because that's what it is. It's a violent sport.
Right.
And if your players aren't physical, then it's going to show up on the tape. And those are guys you can't count on those guys to go out there and produce for you.
Yeah.
You know, I have guys who were really talented but was afraid to go across the middle and catch the football. You know, a guy was like 6'5", 260, and just wasn't able to go across. But then I had a guy that was like 6'2", and he was 220 pounds, and that guy was tough as nails. Just went across the middle, caught the football, got his nose bloodied up, got back up, and went back in there and played. And those are guys you can trust.
Tight end being kind of a hybrid position, though, right? You got to be tough. You got to be able to block. You got to be able to play. The game has changed, and so you've seen a lot of tight ends who end up in a slot or end up split at different times. This position has changed a lot over the years, hasn't it?
It has. It's become more of a pass-catching tight end than anything else, you know. But they're still looking for guys at that next level to be able to block as well. And, you know, you just got to be able to utilize your guy. If you don't have that guy, then you got to find certain ways to put him in there and find ways that he can block a guy.
Yeah.
Whether it's flexed out or in the box.
Who did you look up to as a tight end? I got to know John Mackey years ago.
So mine was Mark Bavaro.
Oh, sure.
I always wanted to be like that guy. That guy was tough as nails. Yeah. He went across the middle. He got blown up, and he caught the ball, and he'd get up and just go right back to the huddle and just do his deal.
You just didn't want to do the same things that he was doing off the field.
Yeah.
You guys might remember, he had kind of an interesting life off the field. But so he was the guy you kind of patterned yourself after. But how about the way that this position has changed with so many basketball guys becoming tight ends after they're done playing basketball?
Yep, the bigger body is the guys that they kind of take now. Guys are getting bigger and taller and faster.
Right.
And the basketball guys, you know, they can stretch the field. They're not really physical, but they can make catches, and their wingspans is just out the door. You know, they can make catches away from their body. Good good hand-eye coordination. They can do all that stuff. So they just find different ways for those guys to produce out there on the football field.
You think of guys like Antonio Gates and obviously Julius Thomas. He was a recent one here with the Denver Broncos a number of years ago. How about the guy we're going to talk to here in a few minutes? He had to make the transition from being in the backfield to being a tight end.
Well, I love Bo. You know what? Yeah. You know what I love about Bo? He's a competitor. Yeah. You know, everything he does out there, he just goes out there and competes. He doesn't care. Mm-hmm. You know, there'll be times where he's banged up. Like last week, he got banged up a little bit in his ribs. And I said, "You all right?" He's like, "Yeah, coach, I'm good. I'm ready to roll."
Right. You know? That's that toughness you're talking
about. Yeah, yeah. You got to love those guys, and he's a fighter.
And being that he has that skill for being a running back for so many years, so he's got good ball skills, I would think.
Yep, absolutely.
How about the transition of then teaching him as a blocker? How's that come?
It's come along quite a bit. You know, when I first got him in the springtime, it was a little bit of a struggle because he wasn't used to it. You know, his footwork, hand placement, technique, pad level was a little high. You know, we're still working on that, but he's gotten better. And when somebody cares about that and they keep working on it every day, it becomes easy for me as a coach to just coach him.
Yeah.
You know, and really when it comes down to this level, it all depends, just technique really, is that what it is? You know, the pad level. The low man's always going to win. It doesn't matter how big you are, but it's your technique and everything. That's what matters.
All right. Let's go through the other list of your tight ends. How about Brady Russell?
Awesome. Yeah. Another tough kid who works hard, plays hard. You know, he tries to finish all the time. Easy, easy to coach.
Yeah. The toughness and that perseverance and the will and the want to, the coach is talking about. That overcomes a lot of other things, doesn't it?
It makes your job a lot easier. When those guys want to and they love the game of football,
yeah.
You know, all you got to do is tell them and explain it to them. Now you're just coaching football because now you're telling them the fronts, you know, the coverages, the pressures, the alerts of what they're going to bring to coverage. And the kids studies, they all study, and it makes it a lot easier for you.
How about Jalen Harris? Now, there's a guy that was at Auburn and transfers here. And so it's not like he's coming in a new system, but it's a new system that you're in as well. How about the transition and what he's brought to the table?
Well, we're still working on that. You know, one thing that he struggled at, because they were more sniffer. Mm-hmm. And when he first got here, he was like, this is all I did at Auburn, was just I was just in the sniffer position. I mean, I was just
now,
off
now
the ball.
Now, define for everyone sniffer, what do you say?
So a sniffer position is really just a tight end that's off the ball, and he's behind the tackle. And that's all he does. He either winds back and blocks the end man line of scrimmage, or he just runs counters, or he just runs flat routes from there. He's never on the football.
Okay. All right. And so what compared to that, his responsibilities now with this system look like what compared to that?
It's gotten a lot better.
Okay.
You know, this is if you ever want to play football at the next level, that's what we do here.
Right.
And that's what he's gotten a lot better at, is identifying the fronts, blocking on the line of scrimmage, and running routes and identifying coverages and how to run your routes.
All right. What you just said there has got to make this an attractive program then for prospective tight ends. The fact that this system is what you would be doing if you're playing on Sundays, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Got to make it a little bit of a carrot when you're going out there and recruiting.
Absolutely.
How about Darion Jones? How's he coming along?
He's doing okay. You know, I think he's, you know, one of the things with him is his technique is not quite the best, and I think he's the most talented out of all the kids, but he doesn't work on it, which is unfortunate,
right.
You know. But, you know, it's just the want-to attitude with that kid.
Yeah. Some of the other, you got a young tight end on your team. Help me with his name. I'm trying to remember. Oh, goodness, I'm not going to come up with it right now.
Stillwell?
Yes, Stillwell. Yes, thank you. Yeah. Tell me about him.
He's going to be explosive. Yeah. He's got some good hands. You know, he's just a little raw because he was a quarterback before. And, you know, just his technique is not quite there yet, but he has a want-to attitude.
Okay.
And we got to put on some weight on him.
Yeah. You got to get a little bit. Well, he's a quarterback. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, got to get a little bit bigger. All right, this defense you're going to face on Saturday night at Washington State. Give us a thought or two there.
You know, those guys play hard. You know, they're not the defense that I've seen in the past, bigger-wise, but they're a little bit lighter, but they're fast, they're explosive, and they do a lot of slanting. You know, and it's going to be a challenge for us up front, but we just got to stay focused and stay on our tracks, and we'll be fine.
How do you like working with Mel?
I love him, man. He's awesome.
Yeah?
You know, yeah.
Was it an easy decision to come here?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, tell folks where your other stops were in your coaching career.
So when I got done playing football, I wasn't going to get into coaching. Just wanted to step away and got into, you know, corrections with the juveniles. I wanted to be a mentor to those kids.
Okay.
And, you know, it was kind of hard to see what these kids were coming from the background, you know, and it was hard to change these kids because it was coming from their homes. And so then I just went back to football and ended up loving it. Coached a high school kid there for 3 years and loved it and wanted to see if I wanted to intern. So I interned at Utah for a couple of years and saw what the coaching part of it and the recruiting part of it and fell in love. So I was at Southern Utah for 2 years and then Idaho for seven and then went back to my alma mater for 2 years and then here
at Weber.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, you and I have talked about that a little bit before, that the driving force you getting into this was the mentorship. That you really enjoy that kind of pouring into these kids, don't you?
I like to mentor kids, you know, off the field and on the field, you know, and just give them life experiences and how we can deal with situations that come up, and also on the football field, too.
Yeah.
You know, how you can overcome this. You know, you got to go on to the next play if you make a mistake or you drop a football, just go on to the next play. That was the first lesson I learned when I was my rookie year. When I went and caught a football, I thought I was pretty awesome. I ran an option route on the linebacker at Green Bay, right? And Marty Schottenheimer was right there. As soon as I turned over, I didn't protect the ball, and the little bit it was out inside, and the guy popped it from behind it, popped out.
Right.
And he walked right over to me. He goes, "Al, stop right there." You know, I was like, "Oh, I'm getting cut."
Yeah.
You know, he's like, "Don't worry about that. Go on to the next play. There's nothing you can do about it."
Yeah,
and
nice.
So I just learned from that day on.
We always hear kids are different.
What's that?
They always hear the kids are different now than maybe when you and I were younger. Do you believe that, or are they looking for the same thing? Looking for guidance, looking for structure?
Kids are different now than they were when we grew up, because we went out there and we played football and we structured all that stuff. Now it's a little bit different, because now everything's given to the kids, and so they expect it, and sometimes a little bit more mental. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be positive with these kids, and you got to stay on them and then find different ways to reach out to them and reach them. That, you know, this is, you know, we can get through this.
Awesome. Isn't it great to have a guy like this on the staff here at the University of Colorado? Well, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Do something tonight, will you? Besides working. That's Al Papunu, tight ends coach for the Colorado Buffaloes here at Washington State on Saturday night at the 5 o'clock. The aforementioned Bo Bicharat's going to join us next as we continue here for the Post Brewing Company. This is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and I watch college football like it's my job.
It is your job.
I know, but sometimes I like to get out of the booth and chill. Here, have a Coors Light.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
You're on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, is this your spot? It's a nice spot. Great view.
Grab some Coors Light for every game day. Official corporate sponsor of the Colorado Buffaloes. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Howdy, Buff fans. There's a lot of reasons during the day that one might want to drink a margarita. Like buying a new house, margarita. Having a new baby, margarita. Kids leave for college recently, definitely a margarita. You getting married? Margarita. Getting divorced? Couple of margaritas. Serving daily delicious margaritas on our version of Colorado Mexican cuisine at Centro Mexican Kitchen, downtown Boulder at 950 Pearl Street.
At Safeway, we know fresh matters to you, and it matters to us. Fresh means cut and prepared right here in store, every day. We also know local matters, so we're proud to carry Colorado Choice Angus beef, plus fruits and vegetables from local growers. You'll find freshness in every corner of our stores, from baked breads and hand-decorated cakes to our famous fried chicken. Fresh matters to you, and it matters to us. Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Pac-12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Pac-12 Radio from hosts like Ryan Leaf and me, Guy Haberman, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home, and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Pac-12SXM.
A dairy farmer got a text from one of his cows. You can now get an early warning tornado alert on the smoke detector in your home. Children at an off-the-grid orphanage in Tanzania are connected to the internet. We can't make this up. Actually, we can, because we provide the technology that makes it possible. Technology to help humanity. Arrow Electronics. 5yearsout.com.
CU Sports Medicine and Performance Center offers world-class medicine, physical therapy, MRI, and sports science to athletes and active people of all ages and abilities. Located in Boulder next to Folsom Field, the center brings together leading providers, therapists, and exercise specialists from the CU School of Medicine and Boulder Community Health. We offer sports medicine, physical therapy, and sports performance services to help optimize the athlete in you. For more information, visit the website at CUSportsMedCenter.com.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
Back one final time on Buffs Prime Time here at the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. Come on by and see us every week on Wednesdays. I always get folks out here. Have yourself a great lunch. Here we go live to tape, and then it goes up to the satellite and on the Colorado Football Network, including 850K away in Denver on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. We just had Al Papuno up here, the tight ends coach. We're talking to a tight end now who used to be a running back, Bo Bicherant, senior out of Sacramento, California. Welcome.
How are you?
Good. Good to have you on for the first time here. So, well, first off, let's talk about the transition. Here you were running back for a number of years. Talk about when the staff sat down with you and said, hey, maybe we would like to make you a tight end. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Tuck just brought me into his office and asked. I mean, it was like my choice. He said, I mean, you don't have to do it if you don't want. But he was like, you know, we could use you at tight end. So I was like, you know, if it gives me the opportunity to get on the field and contribute, I was like, for sure.
How do you like it so far?
I like it a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with Coach P, though. Yeah. You know, I love – Coach P would be hard to play for if you didn't like his style, you know.
Okay.
And I love his style. So the hard nose, being coached hard, somebody always on me, telling me, you know, what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong.
Right.
And I respect that from him. So, no, it's been great. And I really enjoyed the transition.
You're a great athlete. I'd imagine you probably played a lot of other positions in high school. What'd you do on defense? Were you a linebacker?
Yeah, I played outside backer.
Yeah, I would think so. Were you always a running back?
Yeah, ever since I was a young since my dad played, that was kind of what I wanted to do. So,
okay, yeah. So well, tell folks about your dad. Yeah, your dad was a heck of a player.
Yeah, he played at Oregon. So last week was a little weird, but I don't even know if he had a Buff shirt on.
Did you talk last week leading up to the game?
Oh yeah, we talked, but you know he was rooting for us, and I think it's just fun. But it's good for him to go see his buddies up there and meet up with his old teammates. But he played running back at Oregon, so that's kind of like what I wanted to do too. But Oregon never offered me to play running back, so they just offered me to play defense.
I got you.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand that blood's thicker than water, though. You got to cheer for your son over your team, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I don't know.
Yeah. What kind of influence? Obviously, it's your father. He's going to be a great influence. But from an athletic standpoint, growing up, was there a lot of work with him? Did he help coach you, those kind of things?
Yeah, he coached all my younger teams until I got to high school.
Okay.
I mean, he's a big-time football guy, and he's always, you know, in somebody's ear talking about football. So,
right.
I think he had a good influence on me when I was growing up in high school, kind of similar to Coach P, where, you know, it's tough love. And I think that also, like, helped me grow when I was growing up in high school. And to be tough and to be mentally tough was the biggest thing.
So how did you become a Buff? You mentioned Oregon didn't offer as a running back. You had other options out there. Why Colorado?
Yeah, the reason I came here was, for one, I was able to play offense. And that was, like, one of my main things. A lot of my offers were to play the defense. And then when I took my official out here, it was so beautiful, and I was, you know, I was like, this is somewhere I could be, picture myself, and the school's great. Just checked all the boxes for me.
Do you have siblings, or are you big family, small family?
No, I have three older sisters, yeah.
Okay, were they all athletes, too?
Yeah, volleyball, soccer, stuff like that. So
the tight end position, what was the toughest part of that transition?
Just probably the inline blocking and that type of stuff. I mean, I had blocked – I mean, I played a little bit of fullback in the earlier years when I was here. So I kind of knew the off the line stuff like was not that big of an adaptation, but when it came to like inline stuff and combo blocking with tackles and stuff like that, it was probably the most difficult thing for me.
All right. The Buffs have lost two in a row. Talk about the inside of this locker room and how you guys are dealing with that.
I mean, I just feel like we all know that we're close, and I know Coach Tucker thinks we're close too. We just, you know, it's a few things here and there that we got to get cleaned up. Like Coach was talking about penalties and, you know, ball security, turnovers, just those type of stuff. So if we can eliminate those, I think, you know, we'll be in it.
Yeah. Have you thought about growing the hair out like Brady Russell?
I haven't. I adapted Coach. Me, Coach P, and Legend all got the mohawk now.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I got Coach P inspired me to get the mohawk.
There you go. You're leaving Brady out there as a long-haired dog.
I was like, Brady, you got to cut it. You got to get it. You got to get the mohawk. And he's like, no. I was like.
It's a big one this weekend for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a must.
Yeah.
We got to get it done.
Now, Mel was sitting up here when I asked him about, you know, coming off a loss and altering the way he approaches things. He's kind of a non-negotiable guy, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean,
this is the message. It's very clear-cut. Here's where the boundaries are, and we're not going to discuss it beyond that. Do you like kind of that clear leadership kind of style?
I think that's the only way to do it, honestly. And I think when he came in, it was clear that that's how it was going to be. And, I mean, we're still, you know, cleaning stuff up. But, I mean, I think for the most part, that's how it has to be. And I think if you love this game, you want to win, that's how you like it. So,
what do you want to do when football's done for you, whatever that might be? What do you want to do?
I wanted to get into commercial real estate.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. So I got some good connections at that. And
make some money there.
Yeah, I enjoy commercial real estate.
All right. Now, not be a coach and have to fight all those battles.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I see. What are you guys going to do for Coach tonight for his birthday?
I don't know. Coach, what are we doing?
You better get working on that. You and the rest of the tight ends.
You going to take us to dinner?
No, you're supposed to take it. Hey, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That's Bo Bichrot, tight end for the Colorado Buffaloes here at Washington State on Saturday night, 5 o'clock. Thanks for joining us this week on Buffs Primetime. We're out here every Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30 at the Post Brewing Company. This is Colorado Football from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buff fans. Google is teaming up this year with Vision Zero and would like to encourage everyone to approach traffic safety in a fundamentally different way that promotes safe travel for all. Let's all commit to safe street, safe speeds, safe vehicles, and safe people. Remember that traffic collisions are preventable, and even one fatality is too many. Together, we can make a difference in our communities. Thank you, and go Buffs! Supported by Google, Vision Zero, and Ralphie's Green Stampede.
Prepare your vehicle for the weather ahead during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on batteries and accessories. Plus, save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey.
Hey, Bench, what are you doing?
I'm rubbing my blue emu on.
Were you ready to go fishing?
Fishing?
You said we were going fishing this morning.
I have 10 gold glove awards.
Oh, here we go again.
Johnny Bench doesn't go fishing.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Bench goes catching. Blue emu supports healthy muscles and joints. Blue emu, it works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers and Amazon.
Hey, Buff fans, visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder for employee pricing. You pay what the employees pay, only at Boulder Toyota. We offer 2 years, no-cost maintenance with every new Toyota purchase or lease. Take advantage of our low upfront pricing on all pre-owned vehicles in every make and every model. Visit BoulderToyota.com for more information. Come visit us off Pearl and 48th, right off of Foothills Parkway, or online anytime at BoulderToyota.com. Go Buffs!
SunState Equipment knows the importance of having great players to build a championship team. That's why we're proud to support the athletes, faculty, and families of CU Athletics. With 6 Colorado locations, SunState is the construction equipment rental partner you can turn to for a competitive edge on any project. Working together, winning together. Get your game on with SunState. Visit us at sunstateequip.com. Go Buffs!
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Buffs Prime Time has been presented by Coors Light, the official beer of Chill. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.